We don't need it. Our Rakesh Bhai, technical help is here. So he has everything for us.
Thank you.
A power cord from us, eh? May you just carry it?
Yeah,
I have it. Can I take it?
Okay. Let me check because I have a big one. There's some. Yeah, it's
fine. My best, yeah, I'm going to take it and unplug it.
How are you doing, Sridharji?
Not good. He'll be better.
Hello, good morning. Namaste, Divina. How are you? You're doing good?
He left early.
Oh!
Cricket.
Yes.
He's excused.
Men and cricket, you can't separate.
He
also have joined a lot of them.
He's watching and I'm just keeping track of the score here. What did you have an iPad or
something?
No. Did you say
that? USB. Oh, the USB? Just took it out. I saw Sridharji and my USB.
It's a beer.
Somewhere, I think.
I didn't know he had that much power.
Power of love. Namaste, good afternoon, H Town, and all who are listening online wherever you are. Namaste and pranam to the divine in you. You are now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 AM, authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host, Geeta, the divine song, Rahula. You can also listen to us online at masalaradio.com or our 24/7 online radio, sanatanhinducenter.org. Today's program is going to be holy full. When I say holy, this is holy that ends with I and not Y. I mean, colorful songs and colorful people here in the studio. Lot of color today, so don't miss any color today. Stay tuned, we'll be here till 2 p.m. We dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambatiji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. Today is March 27th, Sunday. Sunrise was at 7:20 a.m. It's Krishna Paksha, that means it's not waxing moon, but it's a waning moon. Tithi is Chaturthi and Nakshatra is Vishakha. And if you're fasting on Ekadasi, next Ekadasi falls on April 3rd. Papa Mochani Ekadasi, and breaking the fast time, that's Parna time, is in between 7:10 to 9:40 a.m. on April 4th. Ekadasi Tithi begins 8:57 p.m. on April 2nd and ends April 3rd at 7:07 p.m. Namaste, Tara Ji, Rakesh Ji, Sri, the fortune traveler, all colorful people here.
Namaste.
The song, the Geeta Ji. How are you today?
I'm doing.
We both are in a pretty much a black and white color.
I'm always colorful, but today is black and white.
Correct. What do you feel?
She had too much color yesterday.
Too much color today. Too much water yesterday.
She played wild holy.
Yeah. We always play wild. We have to be totally involved in everything that we do.
Yes.
That's her style.
Yes.
That's a divine song.
Is this the music masala holi?
No, we always have a kids holi. It's holy a too. Curriculum holi in Ashirwad.
Okay. Right.
So we play holi with kids.
Wonderful.
And old kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Grown up kids and
the old kids have a lot of fun.
And the masala holi attracted almost 15,000 people.
Wow.
Right, Rakesh Bhai?
Yes, I think there were a lot of people there.
Great.
How was the whole day today?
Yeah, I was there till 12:30 to about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Perfect. Great.
Divina was also there, I think, right? Okay. So, what's up today, Sriji?
Namaste, you all. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. This is Sri, the fortune traveler, your co-host for New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. You're listening to Hinduism, all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. That's what Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. every Sunday 12 to 2 p.m. is. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation and all our dedicated supporters. You can also be one of them by calling 832-361-0625 or email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com, or you can simply hit us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Like you all, our dedicated listeners, every Sunday 12 to 2 p.m. the first half is all ang and beauty of Hinduism. Your host, the Geeta, the divine song Ravala, will take you on an quest of Hinduism, make you experience lively Bhagavad Gita and get riddled in Dhrutara riddle time. You can call, tell and win an instant e-gift card, Hinduism Basics by Divina Donti, plain and simple. Prayer online for welfare of the world. And second half, you've just heard her, Tara the Star Narsimhan will engage you and energize you with deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on in temple times at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Houston happenings by Hindus of Greater Houston, and our favorite in the studio, get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic is Vedanta. Ooh, that's deep, deep. And all along, enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs meticulously chosen for you to make your afternoon go wild, nice and divine.
Today, there is a special person coming here, Salil Bhadekar, who is a super singer star, as well as on his own right. He's a celebrity and Kantiba, and he will be here 1 p.m. to do a live music.
That is true.
Wonderful.
That is a good addition, Taraji. So stay tuned at 1 o'clock. And like we always tell you every Sunday, new energy, new experience on Hinduism, You are about to enter a no conflict zone.
No conflict zone. For some reason, my mic is not working.
Let's see.
You're tuned to. The song that you hear in the background is on popular demand. Do you know who asked it? A listener. A listener, Geeta, the divine song, Rahula. Well, inspirational. I know you wanted to say something, Sriji.
No, that came to my mind, but it just took back. I was not sure.
You should have.
You are the biggest listener, Geeta. You and Taraji are, actually.
I'm always.
You are also hosting it. So
whenever I say a shloka or chant a meaning or do some divine thing. I'm not really teaching anybody. I'm teaching to myself. I'm listening to myself. That's true. And inspirational thoughts for this week. Last week we talked about a shloka, which is Narasya Abharanam Rupam, Rupasya Abharanam Gunaha, Gunasya Abharanam Jnanam, Jnanasya Abharanam Kshama. Decoration for a human is beauty. Good qualities are a decoration. For quality, it is knowledge, and for knowledge, it is forgiveness. So the beauty this shloka is talking about, Narasya Abharanam Rupa, the decoration is beauty, is not an internal, it's not an external, but an internal beauty. Not getting your hair done, nails done, makeup done, or this beauty is not about dresses or jewelry we wear, but it's our internal nature. It may be beauty of kindness, empathy, honesty, love, and can be anything which is all inclusive in nature. So to decorate yourself, we need jewelry. The kind of jewelry we need to beautify our internal or our nature is, there are three types of decorations we can do to ourselves, our internal self. That is bhakti, jnanam, and vairagyam. Bhakti is devotion, exclusive love towards whom? Towards the divine. Jnanam means knowledge. Not the knowledge of something that we gossip about or of survival or of mundane activities. This knowledge is knowledge about the absolute truth about you, about self, which leads to liberation and will not be a bondage. And the third jewel is vairagyam, that is detachment. This jewel tells us that we be detached to the mundane things. We only do mundane activities as needed, not to get entangled in them. So when the first two jewels, that are bhakti and jnanam, are instilled in us, then automatically vairagyam towards mundane things will be detached, because bhakti makes you fall in love with divine. So your attachment towards divine increases. So automatically detachment towards mundane things decreases. When jnanam, that is knowledge about self, is realized, then it leads to vairagyam. We will understand that mundane things are only for survival and nothing else. We wouldn't waste time in investing in mundane activities. We will make all efforts to find the path for liberation. So let us remember and reminisce every day and put our efforts to understand little by little these three jewels, bhakti, jnanam, and vairagyam. Devotion towards divine, absolute truth or self-knowledge, detachment, and let us all pave our ways towards liberation, mukti marg. And let me bring to you a beautiful holy song from Kanaya. No. Let's go to Barsana. Let's see what is happening in Barsana.
Your mic was off. No,
it was? Fine. It was full.
Because when I turned it on.
At that time I switched it off because he switched it was on.
You want to just put it on and tap it? Just for a second.
It's working now.
Next weekend I will be here. We'll be okay to India. My daughter-in-law's mother passed away. So I'm going for the tomorrow they bring the funeral, but I'll be there for the 10th and 13th day. On that night I come back. So 8th from April I'll be back. My daughter-in-law's mother passed away in India. So I'm going to India on Tuesday for a week. I think it will be Yugadi. You're all experts on Yugadi.
Telugu and Tamil weekend. Same, right? Same.
No, Tamil is 15 days later, April 15th.
Okay. Okay.
We do Krishna Paksha, you know, just Shukla Paksha.
Shukla Paksha, okay.
So that way, there's a 15 day difference, but you can play music and talk about Telugu culture.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. In the studio is Geeta, the Divine Song Raveler, that's me, and Shri, the Fortune Raveler, Tara, the Star Narsimhan, and Rakesh, the Moon Patel.
Patel, Parikh.
Parikh, Parikh. Divina, our guest host, the Blessing Donkey. Sriji, see, Kanaya also plays holy like me. Next up is Bhagavad Gita's segment. Yes?
Geetaji, your Kanaya plays holy very wild and wild.
Okay.
We can only do one wild.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let's jump into Bhagavad Gita segment. My name is Geeta Raula, along with Sri Raula and Taraji in the studio. We'll be here till 2 p.m. and now we'll explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. What is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, near New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits every individual. You can listen and learn Gita, irrespective of which faith you belong. And this divine song is of 18 chapters that contains 700 shlokas or verses. So let's now invoke Acharyas and Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita and offer our deepest gratitudes and respects to them. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my Guruji. Shuklam Bharadharam Vishnum Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये यस्य त्विरदवक्त्रात्याः पारिषत्याः परस्सतं विघ्नं निघ्नन्ति सततं विश्वक्सेनं तमाश्रये व्यासं वसिष्ठनक्तारं शक्तेः पौत्रमकल्मषं पराशरात्मजं वन्दे सुखतातं तपोनिधिं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वैब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः. Let's invoke our beloved God, Sri Krishna. Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punya Sravana Kirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naumi Narayanam Harim Krishnayaya Devendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedini Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha. In the previous weeks, we learned about characteristics of self, three gunas or qualities that affect the self, and how to minimize its effects. We learned to train ourselves to endure the opposites, dvandvas, that influence us, joy, sorrow, heat and cold. We are now in Karma Yoga. Bhagavad Gita tells us that we have the right to work and we don't have the right on the results that come from our work. For that reason, don't get attached to results. How should our attitude towards work should be? It should be unwavering whether the results are good or bad. We should keep on continuing our work because external conditions are not in our hands and only internal of how you endure and accept is in our hands. So why not accept them gracefully? Because lamenting will not make it any better. Bad results should not demotivate us or good results shouldn't overjoy us. So with this attitude, we continue our work. So let's look at in detail chapter 2, 49th shloka. It says, Durena hyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddho sharanam anvicha krupana phalahetavaha. Seek refuge in divine knowledge and insight, O Arjun, O Dhananjaya, and discard reward-seeking actions that are certainly inferior to works performed with the intellect established in divine knowledge. Miserly are those who seek to enjoy the fruits of their works. So let us look into the details of what is Krishna trying to tell us. Durena. Durena is a discard from far away. He certainly avaram, inferior karma, reward-seeking actions, buddhi yoga, with the intellect established in divine knowledge, dhananjaya, O Arjun, that's another name for Arjun, buddho, divine knowledge and insight, anvicha, seek, charanam, refuge, seek, those who seek, and kripanaha, are miserly. So why here Krishna is telling, why are the actions that we do or efforts we put expecting rewards are inferior? Why those actions that we are putting efforts in these actions but we are also expecting the rewards, those actions are inferior. So the actions that we put towards without expecting rewards is not inferior, they are superior. Why? Let us see what's the difference between an action done for reward and action done for divine and not reward, not expectation of reward. The answer is very simple. One is entangling and the other is liberating. So which path do we like? Do you want to be shackled and be in prison or want to be free? That we need to decide. Obviously, like even a bird or an animal, if you see, or a small insect, matter of fact, wants to be physically free. You can see that in the world right in front of your eyes. Try to put an ant or an insect in a jar and see how it behaves. It makes all efforts to get out of the jar. Similarly, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally also we seek freedom. But we don't know that. That's what we want. We are confused. We think bondage is good and we are for example, we get married. Well, in the beginning it's nice, very nice. After 5 years, when your spouse tries to restrict your movements, well, you know what happens, right?
Yes.
I don't need to speak about it. So you exhibit the desire to be free. Bandhan was only sweet for a while. The nature of self, because the nature of self itself is free. But why all these bondages, family, children, work? Well, that's for society and for survival. But we take it too much high levels and get indulged in these bondages. So everything has a purpose. Let that purpose be for purpose sake, and let's not indulge in it and make it a bondage where we invite suffering. So any work that is done for reward becomes inferior, because in coming times this attitude towards work that we adopted becomes an expectation, and this will lead to bondage, and where you will experience the endless cycle of joy and sorrow. So whereas no expectation of reward from the work that you do will set you free. Suppose you are working for an event at work or at home or somewhere else. You know, we do several events in Houston and everywhere else in the world. The work that we perform is for a spiritual cause, for example. There are many attitudes you can adopt here also. Not all who are working for a spiritual cause have the superior attitude. You can work to please someone, or you work to get recognized, which many of us do, or work just because everyone else is also a part of it. And also you can work with an attitude of devotion towards the cause. Krishna says all other attitudes are inferior because they throw you into an endless cycle of joy and sorrow because you're expecting something. The last one, that is working in devotion and expecting no rewards, makes yourself evolve to a higher levels of consciousness. So many billionaires and businessmen, after their desire to amass wealth and fame is sufficed, what do they do next? They serve mankind. We've seen that before. I mean, this is true with politicians and businessmen too. We've seen them before doing, and currently if you take some famous personalities like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, taking this path, serving mankind. So different types of service they do, different ways. Service and normal work we do has a difference. The difference is of attitude. Even though the external attitude or work looks same, but internal attitude of the individual is different. So internally, people who serve are not expecting any reward, truly serve. They might be involved in some mundane activities, right? Like they might be building temples or service centers or dancing, singing, playing, driving, you know, playing sports, cooking, cleaning, playing holi too, you know, with water. So when you look at them, you see no difference from outside because it's their external they are showing, and you're seeing the external too. But they are completely opposite inside. They have adopted an attitude to serve without any expectations. In the quotes, serve without any expectation, but we can't see it. For normal person, a normal person cannot see that difference, cannot understand them. You need a third eye, which is service eye, to see this difference. So then only you can understand that internal attitude of a person who has adopted that path. So this attitude can be adopted right now with your current circumstances. You don't need to go to a temple, or don't need to go register yourself with a non-profit to serve mankind, nothing like that. We can change this attitude at home with our own spouse, kids, serving them without expecting a recognition from them. So kids can adopt, adults can adopt, parents can adopt. It's about you and it's not about them. So this is one aspect of karma yoga. So don't wait, start today, right now. So next shloka, chapter 2, 58th shloka says, Buddhi yukto jahati ha ubhe sukrute dushkrute tasmat yogaya yujyasva yoga karma sukausalam. One who prudently practices the science of work without attachment can get rid of both good and bad reactions in this life itself. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of working. So my friends, karma yoga is all about art of working. You do the same action but with a different attitude. That is it for today's Bhagavad Gita segment, and coming up next is exciting Q time. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantra tasya namani ani karma apyekam tasya devasya seva kayena vacha manasa indriyerva buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavat karome yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanaya iti samarpayami sriman narayanaya iti samarpayami sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. Okay, we looked at how Krishna played Holi in Barsana, and this song was pretty interesting to me because I've never seen Shivji playing Holi with Parvati ji. Do you want to listen and imagine? You know, I'm a very visual person. When a song is playing or somebody is talking, I visualize. Like, you know, if you say Mahal, I visualize a big Mahal. Color means like all colors. So here, listeners, you can also imagine. Everybody has a freedom to imagine things, right?
Yes, your own way.
Yes, and let's imagine Shivji and Parvati ji playing Holi with each other. It was interesting. I found this song.
Really?
I was like thinking.
I don't
have. Yes, I have. I have that. You're playing that one?
No. I'm trying to say, Kavi, Om Bhani Ke, Kavi, Om Bhani Ke, Abhi Sridhar Ji, Kya Bana Re? Ye Ashirwad Ke,
baby. Very clear. You
say Ram or Shyam or Shiva?
Shiva, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. No, it was. I was like, I heard songs about Krishna and Ram. Krishna is famous. Shivji Dale Gulal was first time I heard. It was interesting. Oh, it will, Shivji also Damru, so it will be musical Holi. Did you get the flyer? Flyer.
It's in your background.
She has it in her card. Let's see if we can still talk. Should be okay. That's it. You have to do it. You can try it.
Rakesh Bhai's name, radio name is Rakesh the Full Moon Parik.
Oh, okay.
He's a lord of full moons.
Okay.
So that's why he beams.
Middle name.
His moon smile comes up.
We are on either stars or
moons. Yes. We are all in the sky only. We are right now not in the in this world. He is light.
And we also
can't be the light, but yes.
Late night nature, but Jason is not listening.
India won the cricket, so he's in
sync. That's why his smile even went up now. It's double mood.
India won the cricket team, cricket right now. So,
okay.
They're in semi-finals now.
Wow, Shivji also. That was a musical Holi with the Damru and everything, right? Shri the Fortune Traveler?
Yes, yes. It was quite interesting to imagine Shivji.
Yes.
Yes, because he is so handsome.
Okay. He is with the Damru, Trishul and the full moon. Rakesh Bhai is always on Shivji's head. So, Q-Tang guys, Shriji, you have the question for today?
Oh. Listeners, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. Also live online on masalaradio.com or sanatanhinducenter.org. The studio number is 281-277-6874. Remember it, write it down. It might be handy because you can win an instant e-gift card in Dhrutara quiz time. And today, in our style, the question is, the story of Shravan. Why we chose it? Because Ashirwad's Vedic Fair is coming up and there is a big play, primetime play on Lord Ram. It's called Rama, the Lord of 16. And your host, Geeta, the Divine Song Ravula, is directing it with about 30 plus artists, Houston local artists. So one of the very beginning episodes is Sharabat.
It's not Houston local artists. It's Houston handsome and beautiful local artists.
Yes, that you have to add, Director G, because that's your domain. So the story of Sharabat, it's a very beautiful story. Because not only about Shravan, who was a very dedicated, committed, loving, adorable son, it's also about King Dashrath, his transformation. And it also, personally for me, how great Lord Ram's father was. In this old story, that's all three components come up. So, the question is, I'm letting it out initially, is who were the witness to when King Dashrath killed Shravan accidentally? The story is King Dashrath had a unique talent. He was a great marksman, very trained in warfare, you know, he was a great warrior, all that stuff. But he had a unique talent. He could shoot an arrow in any direction of the sound and hit the mark without missing it. He was so talented. But in this story, the same talent becomes his nemesis. Because he accidentally thinks when Shravan was collecting water for his parents that it's an animal and he's in hunting mode in the forest looking out for animals. The story says he was actually trying to save sages because the wild animals were disturbing, you know, when they were doing their yajnas and so on. So their lifestyle, because sages were in forests, used to make their livelihood living in forests in old days. So he accidentally kills Shravan and then immediately responds and understands he made a big mistake. But the context is, in those days, he was the king. He can get away by shooting anybody if you're a bad king. But King Dashrath was not. So the question is, who was the witness to when King Dashrath accidentally shoots and kills Shravan?
Wow, that's a real good question.
And what you can win, you can call 281-277-6874 and win that $5 instant e-gift card sponsored by Ashirvad's Vedic Fair coming up on Saturday, 23rd April, 3:30 to 9 p.m. This is the fifth anniversary of Vedic Fair and lot of, you know, things to celebrate India.
That was Shravan. That was Shravan, yes.
After he gets hit by a barn arrow. That's King Dashrath.
You're going to see this live on April 23rd at Vedic Fair happening in Cinco Ranch High School, KT. And there's a lot happening at Vedic Fair on April 23rd. Mark your calendars from 3:30 to 9 p.m. Entry is free. Free admission, free parking. We have a Saket Lok diorama. You can see Lord Rama right in front of your eyes. A live Rama. Rama play. Rama Lord of 16. Kids Vedic walk. Ikshvaku's Rama's dynasty will be walking on the stage with beautiful dazzling costumes. And Vedic bazaar shopping. Lot of shops, jewelry, dresses, clothes and food. Sattvic food along with Sattvic samosa chaat, mango lassi. Those are my favorite. Pani puri. And we start this celebration with Celebrate India exhibits, that is lot of presentations on India, very beautifully decorated presentations by many Ashirvad kids and other kids. Some of them are coming from out of town to present at Vedic Fair. How to workshops, yoga, Ayurveda, dance and more, live cooking competition and Slokathon talent. You'll be amazed at this talent and other dance performances, vibrant dance performances happening between 3:30 and 9 p.m. Don't miss the show. Mark your calendars, April 23rd, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. And all are welcome. All are invited, families from ages, kids till elders, grandparents. All this program is designed to everybody, all ages. And it's a free event. So it's an opportunity for you to come and learn something from Ramayana, experience Ramayana live on stage. And the question for today, Sriji, is Dashrath killed Shravan. Who is the witness for Dashrath?
The accidental killing of Shravan.
Dashrath,
by King Dashrath.
King Dashrath. 281-277-6874 is the number to call. Namaste, you're on air. Hey, Ayushi. Yes. No,
Ayushi. Check back with Daddy. Daddy knows the story. Ayushi, namaste. Okay.
There was one witness.
There was one witness, Ayushi. We will give you and you will be surprised who it was. 281-277. Thanks for the call, Ayushi ji. 281-277-6874. We are taking the calls now for Dhrutara reading time.
Yes. And who is the witness for? Dashrath.
King Dashrath killing
Shravan.
Shravan Kumar. Yes.
Who's the witness? There was a witness.
There was a witness. This was captured in Vishnu Puran. It's very well said, this story in Vishnu Puran. So 281-277-6874. Beautiful story of Lord Shravan and how King Dashrath, the uniquely talented King Dashrath, who also in human form could make a lot of mistakes. So, he made a mistake and killed Shravan. So we are looking for somebody to give us who was the witness.
Did you read the title, Lot of Mistakes?
Oh, yeah, I do lot of mistakes, Gitanjali.
Lot of mistakes, okay.
Yes, yes.
Lot of mistakes,
yes,
okay.
That's how I learn.
Yeah.
You should never be afraid of making.
Part of a
yes.
human being.
Yeah,
okay.
Killing is too big a mistake, but, rest of them are fine.
That was an accident.
That's why it's a mistake.
That was an accident. And who is the witness?
Who is the witness?
To that accident, number to call is 281-277-6874. And I bring you this song. We have seen Krishna playing Holi in Barsana and Shivji and Parvatiji playing Holi too. And how about Ramji? What's happening?
We are celebrating Ramji till Vedic fair. It's all Ram, Ram, Ram.
Let's see how Ramji also plays or what Ayodhya is looking like. Namaste, you're on air?
Who is this?
Kaushik ji, yes.
So namaste, Kaushik ji. So, you are taking on the quiz?
Sarathi. Driving the chariot.
In this scene, I think King Dashrath was on his own. He was in the forest, right? No chariots go. But it's a beautiful attempt.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Call back. I think you might think.
Yes, please think. Don't give up just because you called and we didn't agree with you. 281-277-6874.
Against Australia.
Australia.
He can say that.
Say it.
You can say it.
You want to announce question again?
The question, Dhrutara Riddle time is, who was the witness to Shravan accidentally killed by King Dashrath? And we're going to wait 1 more minute, 281-277-6674, before we give out the answer. And also, we are celebrating in the studio, India winning against Australia. So, in cricket.
That's for Indian cricket team.
So, Geeta ji, there is a very beautiful explanation for King Dashrath's name.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they say you can drive anything in 8 directions, north directions, north, south, east,
north
west.
Northeast.
Yeah, and the west, combinations of it. But King Dashrath used to be able to drive his chariot in 10 directions. That's how his name came. Skywards and downwards from sky.
Namaste, you're on air.
Who is this?
Amelia.
Amelia?
Please call back. I think we lost you.
281-277-6874.
And who is the witness for Dashrath killing Shravana? For that terrible accident that happened in the forest on a dark night.
Yes, and in this story, King Dashrath has to give up that talent because he accidentally killed. It's the greatest talent he had. He had to give up because he made a grave mistake of killing.
So sorry.
So sorry, yes. So we're going to giving, ready, set, go.
Can I answer that question?
No, Geetaji.
Please.
There is a disclaimer. Nobody in the studio can give the right answer.
Okay.
Okay, you can try and give the incorrect answers.
Wrong answer.
But not the right answer.
Okay.
Okay, Geetaji, you can tell today.
How about a hint?
Okay, hint.
A hint. Hint. He was alone.
He was alone.
He was alone.
In the forest.
Yes. Who's the witness?
Who is the witness? King Dashrath himself.
King Dashrath's pair of eyes.
Eyes. We always forget
his inner self. His inner self is the witness. That's what he tells. He beautifully goes to the justice. He goes next morning.
This is per Vishnu Puran that after the killing, he knows there is no witness, but he made a great mistake. This is a story we are trying to connect how Lord Ram evolved, how great his father was,
and
how his family's lineage was.
This segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA and Vedic Fair 5, which is happening on April 23rd. You can see all a glimpse of Dashrath Ramji and his lineage at Vedic Fair, live on stage, beautifully.
Who is playing Dashrath, Geetaji?
Dashrath, a handsome young man who is right now sitting in front of me, is playing Dashrath. That's none other than Shri, the fortune traveler, and Kamaz, and all our radio hosts will be there on the day. If they're not there, anybody, you know what's going to happen. Geeta is going to get mad. So they'll be there, so you can come and greet us. Daraji will be there, Kanti Bhai will be there, Rakesh Bhai will be there. So we all will be waiting to meet you and, say namaste to us, say hello to us. And let us know how you like our radio, you know, give our comments. And also, watch the play.
Geetaji, you're getting very excited about it. And remember what you said in the Geeta segment today?
Yes, what? What did I say?
You already forgot about it.
No, I didn't. I never forget those things. Tell me what I said.
So don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited for mundane things, Rakesh Bhai. You forgot mundane. You always be attached to divine. Get excited with divine. That's how you detach with mundane. Geeta is always alive inside. Okay, the riddle time is off, right? The answer is his own pair of eyes, his inner self, Dashrath's inner self. And do you want to add anything, Sridharji, in order to close that? Because Dashrath goes to the Saptarishi Mandal jurisdiction on those days.
It's the Supreme Court of the times.
Yes. I think Supreme Court, the Rishis ask who usually, what is, the case is valid only when there is a witness. So the witness was not there. So
no, actually King Dashrath says he himself is the witness.
So when the sages ask him, who is the witness? Because case is dismissed when there is no witness.
No witness, yes.
So Dashrath says, no, there is a witness. Who? My inner self is a witness. I witnessed myself.
Atma Shakshi, is that what it is?
Yes, his inner self itself. He is the witness. So that's the great king that India had. And so many great kings India had. Our heritage is so beautiful and so rich.
And his son, great, 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 amazing Lord Ram.
Mm-hmm. His this whole family, whole dynasty, not only King Dashrath, there were many kings in India who were so great, very truthful, honest, dharmatmas who ruled India. So, I mean, we should, a lot of us don't know in depth about them. By attending Vedic Fair 5, not only Vedic Fair, all other things that are being taught about our heritage, if you attend them little by little, we'll get to know our beautiful heritage. Little bit off from mundane activities and little bit increasing our activities towards our heritage, we can get to know these beautiful stories and beautiful personalities. And before we go to Hinduism basics, I would like to bring one more beautiful bhajan, which is Kanha Nahi Mane. That's again a holy full song. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we will be here with you till 2 p.m. This is an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. And by the way, Rakesh Bhai is very excited about something. That is India won against Australia celebration time.
Well, if you look at this picture, you will laugh too.
Ooh, that's cute. I wish we were live on TV. So that we can show our listeners all the visuals that are going on around in the studio.
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, 11:10 a.m. live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. Also online, sanatanhinducenter.org, masalaradio.com, Studio hotline 281-277-6874. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center. So, who is in the studio right now? We have Salil Badekar. He's going to rock you guys in a bit around 1 o'clock. He's with his beautiful wife. They both are like excited. She can also sing, not today, but later sometime. We'll inspire her to do it later. Okay. So, now it's Hinduism basics for all of us in US, and me included, okay, who doesn't know much about Hinduism, who knows the story but not the complete story. We are confused. We don't know what to do. So, Hinduism, plain and simple. We call it Hinduism basics. And what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means a way of life. Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs, lot of them, and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single human founder, and its present form evolved over lot and lot of period of time. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world. So today, what we're going to touch, Tantra. That is a Hinduism path. Tantra, Kitaji, like it sounds like so awesome, right?
No, I don't like Tantra.
Oh, you don't? I know. Me neither. I'm very, very, like, you know, scared right now. Okay? So what is Tantra? Tantra is a practical technique with philosophical aspects that can be used to reach the divine. It is considered a dangerous path. Ooh.
It is.
Which should be practiced under only the guidance of a guru.
Yes.
Okay? Absolutely.
Tantra,
okay, guru. Tantra. So all the things you know about Tantra, you know, all the scary things, it exists. Okay? But lot of keywords, Geetaji, quickly your input.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It says it is philosophical. It also says a practical technique. Okay? But everything, you know, about Hinduism is to reach the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know, I know, like, you know, somebody who tried it and then, like, you know, had really, you know, bad experience about it.
Bad experience.
Yeah.
No, I never had any tantric experience. So
not you, like somebody you know.
But Tantra is very vast, I think. There are so many aspects. I'm not really sure I can add.
It sounds like you keep away from Tantra, Geetaji. Okay.
It's not because it's scary. It's not dangerous or scary. It is, like you said, a practical approach. And if you miss it, if you miss that path,
or don't do it correctly,
you might be getting attracted to more of sensual things than the path. So that's why I don't really like, I like to keep it away from Tantra because, yeah, like you said, you need a tantric guru to really take you in that path. And it is a very, very careful, delicate path, I feel. So that's why I'm really...
And listeners, whenever we say guru, always remember the right guru, the correct guru. You need to know it.
Satguru. That's
yes.
Right. And tantric gurus have to be an experts in knowing. There's only a very subtle difference between mundane and sensual things and tantric things. So it is, that's a very delicate path. So there are so many other paths that are like foolproof. So I would like to follow.
Like bhakti, which you follow, Geetaji.
Bhakti, yeah.
Okay, no risks involved, just bhakti. You can be wild about it. Okay, and next week, you know, it's very exciting for me when I was researching on Hinduism paths, okay? You also have pathless. You can be pathless in Hinduism and still enjoy. So next week, listeners, your Hinduism path is pathless.
Pathless, what? Nice, nice to know. Pathless path.
That's Hinduism.
Pathless path. And whatever is the destination, whether it's self or divine, you always, my philosophy is always enjoy the journey. Don't look at the destination. Destination should be inspiring, but journey should be beautiful and exciting and always enjoy the divine things. Okay. And always, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism hosts offer healing prayers to people who need help or seek relief from any pain. We offer prayers to well-being of all. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.